Hey Robin Hood, written by Write It Small, read by Raven. Summary: Clint and Natasha have a new assignment to go do whatever it is they've already done. You know the real problem with time travel? What, Clint's? Natasha asked warily as she aligned the orange-colored gem just so. Besides that, this thing is the second cousin to the Tesseract. He eyed the thing askance. Brother, probably. Could be a sister. No, it couldn't. He shrugged and went on. Time travel never works, okay? Whatever we've done in the past, we've already done it. We can't change anything. Our presence has been detected in the fairy tale age, Barton. We're going. What is the fairy tale age anyway? He pulls on his arm guard and wishes for his mechanical quiver rather than the plain one, but orders were orders, and at least his weapon of choice wouldn't look out of place. Natasha disappeared into the bathroom without answering and emerged looking like something out of a movie. At least we'll know now if Robin Hood really was real. I am not pretending to be Robin. Whatever you say. They grasped opposite ends of the time gem, twisted it between them, and disappeared in a flash of orange light. The end. Thank you for listening.